background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. As our theme wraps up right there, takes us to 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 on your FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, we're powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And it is our 216th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And a real treat this morning, we have our guest right in studios with me here this morning, and a good-looking couple they are. We have Jerry Biersbach and Joyce Mouse, and we're going to welcome them in and say good morning to you guys. Who wants to go first?
Good morning, Si.
Well, hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And Jerry?
Good morning, Si. Good seeing you.
You betcha. And, yeah, well, we got a lot to talk about here. So, first of all, folks know about a little bit about, you guys got a brand new CD out, one called The Jerry and Joyce Band and Volume 1.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's very exciting. For me, it's very exciting.
Uh-huh.
Well, also me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been out now, I think, for two or three weeks.
So. Okay.
Yeah, so.
And, what is there? 23 songs on there, so it's a great value, a nice recording.
Yeah.
We sold a few of those out at Pioneer Grounds, and before we get into the program, you guys were out there too. Wonderful time, wasn't it, again, this year out there?
Very, very nice.
Yeah. You guys performed on Friday out there on the Pioneer Grounds?
Yeah, 11 till 12:30 we were out there.
Okay. All right. And big crowd out there.
It rained a lot.
Yeah, right during the time when you were playing, it rained quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the music sounded great. You guys did a great job, and drew a nice crowd out there.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
Very fun out there.
Yeah, you bet.
Always fun.
Well, good. Well, let's dive into this just a little bit. So folks really know a lot about you guys, but let's tackle you first, Jerry. How about you? When did you get started doing this music thing?
Oh, many years ago.
Many years.
I played my first job in 1974.
In 74.
Actually at the Bertram Liquor.
Uh-huh.
Bert Bellcamp, he was a drummer, and and that's where it kind of started. Then in 75 through 77, I played with Ron T. Schaefer and the Roller Coaster Band.
Oh, yes, I remember them,
Yeah, sounded like an all rock and roll band, but it was country and, mixture, old time, lots of old time.
That's
more
right.
Old time, yeah.
That's right. Did you take lessons to get started, Jerry? Or
yeah, how? About maybe 10 lessons from George Cervantes.
From George, okay.
I was probably about 13 years old.
And really?
That's where it started, yeah.
And you just grew up and wanted to start this, or you seen it, or
I was ready to start earlier. I always loved on KASM, they played a lot of Elmer Scheid and, the good old bands, Ernie Koopman and Jerry Schuft, Earl Schmidt Band. And
so just gave you that natural inkling I got to do this, huh?
Love the concertina.
Really? Yeah. So what was the first concertina you started on?
I started out with a little Strati. It's a 76 key.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have enough buttons, so I just had to
make do with that.
Faking, I guess. Use the wrong ones so I could get on more music.
Uh-huh.
But I had that until I was 18 years old, and then I went out and bought a old Pearl Queen. It was really hard to play, but it had a full keyboard.
Sure. Well, neat. And you've been playing ever since. You've done a lot. You've been with Irv Gertz and the Waltz of Tears.
Yes. Since March of 77, been playing with the Waltz of Tears.
Waltz of Tears, And then you did the one-man band thing, and you've done Tom and Jerry Band.
Tom and Jerry, that was from 2000 till 2002, and then from 2002 until, me and Joy started getting together, about 2012.
Sure.
So, but I still do quite a bit of one-man band stuff for nursing homes. And
depends on what the demand is for,
I say it depends on the application, whatever they want.
Yep, exactly.
Sure.
Well, good. And Joyce, folks know you. You're the other half of the Country Polka Tears, Gilly Mouse, and Gilly left us so suddenly, July 12th of 2010.
Yes.
I still remember that day very well. I'm sure you do as well.
Yes.
But a little bit about your story. I just love hearing you tell that story. You got started. You were taking piano lessons?
No, I was taking guitar lessons.
Guitar lessons, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right.
I was taking guitar lessons, and That was in my, actually when I was around 17, 16.
Yeah.
And then I just was taking lessons for myself, you mm-hmm. know, just to, so I could sing, because I love to sing. So
sure.
I'd sing for my mom, and she'd always say, oh, babe. She'd always call me babe, because I was the last one of the family. And she'd say, you sound so good. And she was my best audience, so uh-huh. I didn't need nobody else.
uh-huh.
So, and then I started, you know, the singer with the Pocketeers, she wanted to quit and move on. And so she said, you should take my job. And I said, I really don't think I'm qualified to do that. And she said, oh, yes, you are. And so then she told Gilly, and Gilly came over, and I said, I really don't want to play in a band. I just can't do it, I said. I can't get up there and sing. And he said, well, you know, cans can't do anything. So you know what? If you don't try, you won't know.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay. Well, of course, Mom and Dad were happy. They were thrilled.
Ecstatic, huh? Yeah.
And so he came over and practiced with me, you know, for hours.
Uh-huh.
And very patient in that area.
Sure.
So, and then we would play and play and play. And then he said, well, let's try it out. So then 1973 in October, uh-huh. October 7th.
Really?
And 1973, I went to which was the Pierce Funhouse, but now it's the Pierce Ballroom. But
mm-hmm.
We did a wedding there. And I could only do like, you know, probably half the night, maybe not even.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was Ernie Marshick and Johnny Rao. And Noel Meyer was the drummer.
At that time, yeah.
And then Gilly, and then myself.
Uh-huh.
And Noel was kind of quiet and reserved, kind of. And, of course, Johnny and Ernie, they were just like, you know, big teddy bears. They
uh-huh.
were just awesome.
Uh-huh.
So, and they said, you can do it. You sound really good. And I said, oh, boy, I'm not cut out for this, I don't think. Oh, give yourself a chance. So here I am.
Uh-huh. Well, I liked when you told me the last time that you told Gilly that I just want to sing. I don't want to play that
yeah.
guitar. And what yeah. did he say?
I told him, I said, can I just sing, you know, because I love to sing. And I know I can, I think I can sing, you know,
mm-hmm.
to your music. I'll just learn it. No, he said, if you're going to play, you got to, I mean, if you're going to sing, you got to play a guitar or something. And I said, okay, I'll try it, you know. But then I went from the rhythm to then Johnny told me, well, you got to learn how to play bass,
because uh-huh.
I want to play trumpet and,
uh-huh.
and bass and tuba. So I said, oh, brother. So then I got stuck with the bass guitar, too.
Oh, my goodness.
But when he died, I was actually starting to feel very comfortable with the bass.
Sure.
I was starting to feel like I was okay,
uh-huh.
you know, that I could do the job. And then I've been without the bass now for... you know, for a while. So.
Right now, you're just doing rhythm guitar?
Yeah, just rhythm.
Just rhythm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys were really at the height of your career when Gilly passed
yeah.
on there. It just, you know, it just makes you wonder why. I mean, we all have questions down here,
yeah.
and someday we'll know the answers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But when Gilly left, that was the heart and soul of the Country Pocketeers,
yeah.
huh?
That was very much the heart and soul. And then there was people that wanted us to get back together. And I remember we did an anniversary at Clarissa, and I asked Jerry if he would play for, you know,
for fill in.
We didn't have in
sure.
anybody. And it was their 50th, and Gilly had told them that when they celebrated their 50th that we would play for them.
Oh, my.
And their name was Paul and Irma Arns,
uh-huh.
and from Osakis. And they came to me, and they said, so you cannot play for us? Well, I thought a while, and I thought the only way I think we could do it if Jerry would sit in,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of us would do it. And
mm-hmm.
that was such a fun afternoon, you know, because
fun.
We had a blast.
Yeah. Very fun. What a fun
yeah.
band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
yeah so
drums,
we,
drums and everything, horns.
Yeah. And every, you know, like Dave Larson and Jenny, our daughter Jenny
mm-hmm.
was there, and Jimmy was there. And
Jack Hupke.
And Jack Hupke. And, you know, at that time that day when we got all done, and he was, it was cool because, you know, he sat up there, he played Gilly's concertina,
uh-huh.
his Hingles concertina, and it was cool because when we were playing, I can't remember, but it was a polka, and I remember looking over and thinking, wow, you know, that sounded so much
like the original. Billy. Yeah.
And like the concertina, you know, and it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And then from that day, well, guess what? Then, you know, that was, then we got different friends saying, well, can't you, you know, work it out? Can't you work it out? Maybe he'll come in, you know. And I said, why would he want to work with five of us when he can work with himself?
Sure,
you know, because it's kind of a headache.
It is, yeah. Well, and it's gotten worse in this day and age because people are so busy.
Yeah.
They have families. Yeah. And I know just from my own experiences, the kids are in every activity in school imaginable nowadays. And so it's a hard life. Yeah. It's tough to make a full-time living on it. So you have another job usually. Yeah. And so it's difficult. And then the venues aren't there anymore like they used to be. So you have to travel. You have to go to where the polka fests are. So, it's the days of the big band are really, really hard. I mean, I talked to a few of them, and they say that that's the only way they're going to play. So they don't play often, and they have to travel.
Yeah.
But that's the life of the big bands, polka bands nowadays. Yeah. So,
and then things change.
Yeah, that's right.
Health changes,
right.
And you know, Jimmy, our drummer there, our boy, he has a little baby.
Sure.
So, you know, he can't leave his wife and little baby, you know. I mean, you know, it's changed. It's,
right.
Everything changes.
That's right.
You know?
And I know Dave isn't as well as he used to be. He has health issues.
Right.
And
and
like you say, everybody gets older.
Yep.
Except you.
Oh, you know, I get older too. But I must say, this has probably kept me going, you know, because without this, you know, I would, you know, sitting and looking and thinking what you're going to do, you know, like when he passed away, I thought, you know, I'm 53 years old. What am I going to do? I have to do something with my life.
Yeah.
And after talking to good people to talk to, they said, you know what, you're going to do something that makes you happy.
Sure.
And so, you know, I don't quilt and I don't crochet and you know, and I don't go out for coffee parties. So I thought, well, I better just sing.
Yeah. So your friends got you going. And that was, so you were sitting at home just kind of withering away for about 3 months, 4 months after?
Well, 2 years.
Was it 2 years almost before you got back
out? 2 years, I was pretty much wondering what I was going to do with myself.
Okay.
And thinking I have to do, we still had the tent business, which Gilly bought in 2008. And Eric said, my son Eric, he's been helping me through that for 7 years now. And he said, you know, we'll keep that up, Mom. We'll keep that going. And,
okay.
And that helped me too.
Sure.
Because that was something to think about, you know, and stuff like that. So it was good.
That's neat.
And then I got to go and sing. You know, every time we go dancing to Jerry, he'd say, you know, you want to come and sing? And I'd say, wow, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, just what you wanted to do.
Yeah, and I didn't have to play guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that sounded good.
You bet. Well, neat. Well, you guys, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation. Alrighty. So greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. This week's Brat of the Week is a double feature, especially for homecoming week at St. John's and St. Ben's. It's the Smoked St. John's Johnny Brats and the St. Ben's Blazer Brats. The Smoked Johnny Brats, made up of lean pork and beef, the special Johnny Brat seasoning, real apples, wild rice, and maple syrup. All of these ingredients combine to make one of the most interesting and flavorful brats ever created. Meanwhile, the Blazer Brats start with a blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned mildly with a mild Italian seasoning, with real sun-dried tomatoes added. Both of these brats have become regulars at the St. Joe Meat Market. This week, you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Yes, it's homecoming week at St. John's this coming weekend. Always more in-store specials await you at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. And Jerry and Joyce, for being our guests on the program. You've both been here before. You know how it works. We put up a nice meat package at St. Joe Meat Market. In this case, we put up a big one and split it in half so you each can take some home and enjoy that. How's that work for you?
That's very special. Thank you.
Thank you, Si.
You bet. And, it's... 216 programs since we started this, and I haven't really heard a complaint yet. Everybody always enjoys the products, and it's fun to have all the guests that we have on. And we get a lot of feedback. People really enjoy listening to your stories and hearing the history, what happens with the bands. So we've talked a lot about Jerry's one-man band and about the Country Polka Tears. For the next couple minutes, let's focus on this brand-new recording. So you guys are playing along there, doing jobs here and there, and all of a sudden, somebody got the idea, we should put this on a recording, huh?
Well, we actually heard from people, you know, a few years ago already that you should make a recording, but I guess we just were awful busy, didn't have the time to do it, and
procrastinate like all of us do.
Yeah, seemed like it was time to do it now, you know.
That's good. Yeah. So how'd you go about it? Did you record in the studio or record at home, or how'd you do it?
At home, I record the drums, bass, and the rhythm. That's all synchronized with the MIDI.
Okay.
Then I put the concertina on a separate track.
Okay.
And then from there, we go to the studio, and we did the voices in the studio and also Joyce's rhythm guitar.
Okay.
And then he does the mixing, set up the concertina, and
you did that at Hammond Media?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, John is fun to work with. I've worked a number of times with John, too, so it does a great job down there at Hammond Media.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So how'd you choose the songs then? Did you both have thoughts on different songs, or how'd you come up with everything? Who's the quarterback here?
Jerry pretty much picked the old time, the old time, and I think you almost picked the country too. I mean, I like them all. That's problem.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I got several picked out for the next one.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. They always say if you don't have goals, you're not very much alive anymore.
Right.
So you've got some goals.
Right.
You're very much alive yet. Well, that's great to hear, Joyce. You bet. Some of the songs on here, as I was listening to it, I'm going to mention a couple, and you guys can comment on them. In the Mountain Waltz, that's one that I've heard Roger Bright recorded many years ago. That's a special song. What do you know about that one, Jerry?
Yeah, Roger Bright did come out with that one, and we got a banjo player. He likes to sit in with us. His name is Ron Markovich, and he just loved that song. You know, and he said, you guys should start singing that song, and so that's kind of how that one came into play.
And your mom.
And my mom.
Oh, yes.
She just loved it after she heard it. Once or twice. And
so, and your mom's name, Jerry?
Lorraine,
yes.
We got to record that one.
Oh, yes, yeah. if she's not your biggest fan, she's one of them, huh?
She is.
She listens to you every chance she can.
Yeah. And she calls in and requests Jerry's music from time to time, and I know her voice already when she calls. And that's great. Moms are great, I'll tell you. They really
mother.
Are.
She's a great mother.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. All right. Some of the country tunes, Joyce. It's Been a Blue Day. That's a fun tune.
It's just a fun tune. It's just got a lot of little pep to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like them because of the rhythm, you know.
Sure.
And they got good words. I like words.
Uh-huh.
So,
Do you need cheat sheets, or do you...
I need cheat sheets.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You don't have them all upstairs? Not quite?
No, because my head... I always say my brain is just so big and I can't handle everything. And then some things I got to throw away.
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems when she don't have the sheet in front of her, she can pull it off, so I think it's just kind of a crutch for her.
Oh, sure. Exactly. Blue Rose is another pretty country tune, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We had some friends that like that, and people request it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Here's one that I didn't recognize, Dim Lights and Thick Smoke.
That's an old one.
That's an old country tune. Who?
Well, Vern Gosden, I think, came out with that
one.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a guy that comes to Way Part Legion, Joel, and he's up there in age, and he always wanted that. So that's
really?
Why we learned that.
Oh, really?
Because he wanted,
kept
he requested
requesting
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Then you did some gospel tunes on here, too. There's several of them on here that are really, really neat. This World Is Not My Home.
Yep.
And Daddy's Hands, that's a Holly Dunn song.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
And I like Pearly Shells. That one's always been special. That's a pretty song.
Yeah.
Great meaning. Some of these songs, don't they have great lyrics to them? I mean, you can tell a whole life story in about a 3-minute song, it seems like.
Right, and that's what I like. I like stories.
Okay. Yellow Rose of Texas, another good one.
Yeah.
Then I see you did a Father Capone song, No No Little Gabriel.
Yeah.
Did that on the concertina,
huh? When I was a little kid, I remember hearing that. I think actually Roger Cubas had played a little concertina. He went with Polka Padre, and I think he played concertina and also clarinet, and I've always loved that song, and I haven't heard it for so many years, so I mainly just played it by memory from years ago, so I hope I hit her.
Okay. Well, I think you did. And then the polka tunes, I'll tell you, you picked out a great array of them. Luigi's Landler, I think, is so pretty. Bertha Polka is a good one. The Sleepyhead Waltz, recently Carl had that one recorded. Boy, that's a pretty waltz tune, too.
Yeah. Really a different kind of a song.
So how about you, Jerry? Do you need a sheet in front of you, too, or can you pretty much go everything
up?
Yeah,
I can go off the top.
You can go off the top of your head.
Yeah.
You ever wind up in a different song when you start out one, and then all of a sudden you're in a different song? Does that happen?
Oh, I suppose it's possible once in a while, but try to avoid it.
Oh, okay. I know I've heard different concertina players say that if they don't have a sheet in front of them, all of a sudden there's always waltzes or polkas that sound similar, and if you're not thinking about what you're doing, you might wind up in the other one. And
it can definitely happen.
Okay. All right. So what are you playing these days, Jerry, for concertinas?
Two hangles, C and a B flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a lot more concertinas, but those are the only two that are wired, so I gotta got a 1938 Paddock with the Friedel reeds, like Elmer Scheid, sitting at home, but it's not wired, so I can't use it.
Okay. And you could bring it along and play it through a mic or something, but it won't have that full sound,
being
that you're just a one- or two-piece band.
I could use the drums off the Midian, and Joyce could play rhythm guitar and then straight concertina like that.
Just for a novelty type, but I guess one time.
I'm kind of spoiled with the Midian.
Yes. I can totally understand that. Yeah. You bet. You guys busy these days? You said you were playing yesterday?
Yes.
Where were you? Yesterday was...
In Purim was yesterday.
In Purim, all the way up north there, huh?
Yep. Actually, it was for a couple that started their Frazee Polka Fest.
Oh, okay.
And they celebrated 50 years.
Okay.
So that was kind of nice.
I guess, yeah. And today you're heading for?
Spring Hill. Yep. And then...
Tomorrow's Eden Lakeside Club in Eden Valley.
Yep. We've been advertising that this morning.
Tuesday, Wadena. That's the afternoon job, 1 to 4.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, they've got a German dinner every year. They've got Oktoberfest over at Padua.
Oh, yeah.
And if you like German food, boy, that's the place to go.
Really?
Oh, boy, they have a spread there.
And
so that will be from, 4 till 8 or 9, 5
you
to 9?
You got 5 to 9,
I think I play 5 to 9 there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got to come empty.
And Joyce might even come along and sing along with me. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, there you go.
I can come along, but I can't eat all the German food.
Oh, okay. You'll look like a little German Frau then. Oh, that's great. Well, I'll ask both of you, talk about some of the great places you've played over the years. Jerry, we'll start with you.
Oh, I'd say, Falls Ballroom, brings back a lot of memories. Yeah. Played a lot of shower and wedding dances.
And that's still going so that's neat.
Of course, New Munich Ballroom.
New Munich, yeah.
Even the Log Cabin Ballroom between Little Sauk and Long Prairie.
Yep, Round Prairie out that way,
Yeah, now we're playing several times a year over at Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe.
Glencoe, yeah.
Yeah. And we do some Polka Fest. We have the Clarissa Polka Fest we've been doing for quite a few years.
That's usually Memorial Day weekend, maybe?
Yeah, always Memorial Day weekend.
And Otter Tail. We did Otter Tail.
Sure.
We've done for the last few years, and sounds like we'll be back next year. So.
And we've been doing some Polka Masses, which are neat,
because
I did that with the Polketeers.
Yes.
You know, quite a few. And so now we're coming back, and we're getting some of the parishes that are coming and hiring us. So that's pretty awesome.
You bet. How's Sister Margaret doing?
She's good.
Is she?
Yeah, she's good.
She was with you on that Country Polketeers Gospel CD.
Yep.
And
she's always busy. She's very busy, even though she said she's really not retired. They got their jobs, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she's a very busy little girl.
She's still at the convent at St. Joe?
Yeah.
At the St. Benedict's convent?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yep.
And that probably hit her hard, too, as well, when Gilly left us, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hit a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
You know, it hit a lot of people because, you know,
Yeah.
It changes.
And it's so final. That's the thing about death. Yeah. It is so final. There is no arbitrating or talking.
No.
You know, I always say when these people even do drastic things like shoot somebody or whatever, they're so used to seeing TV where you turn it on the next day and John Wayne is back alive again. But it's not that way in real life. So when you're gone, you're gone.
And really, if everybody will have to go at one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I always said, he didn't have to say goodbye to his love of his concertina. He loved his play.
Yep.
And he didn't have to say goodbye to that. And he didn't have to say goodbye to all of his other things that he enjoyed doing. So.
And he played the day before before he died.
He took tents down. We played our anniversary on Sunday. And then Monday
Falls Ballroom.
Was gone all day taking tents down.
And came home and he said he was tired.
He ate some stuff that I had made, and he said, that's really good. And there was, you know, a little chipmunk all back, and I said, you got to kill that chipmunk. And he said, the poor little fella never hurt you.
Yeah.
And I said, he will. If he gets in the house, he will hurt me.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, lastly, before we let you go, I know you guys have to get going to get set up over at Spring Hill. Mm-hmm. Lastly, let's ask you again. I don't remember what you told me the last time. Start with you, Jerry. Fond memory of you look back over the years, what would it be?
Well, I suppose playing at Garrison Keillor had a 35th anniversary over at Avon.
Okay.
Lake Wobegon Trail.
Yes.
And I guess playing over there one afternoon when they had that, they estimated about 9,000 or 10,000 people.
Really?
Over there.
Oh, yes.
Live there that time. And then it was a radio broadcast.
Uh-huh.
So I suppose that's one place I'll never forget.
Yeah, I'll bet. And how long ago was that?
2008.
That was in 2008. Yeah. So
July. I believe it was July of in 2008.
Not that long ago. Yeah. Pretty neat. Okay. And Joyce? Yeah.
I guess there's just, I can't pinpoint one, you know, more better than the other. There was a lot of people that I met and thought that was pretty much when Gilly died, that was going to be the end of my singing.
Yeah.
And now I'm meeting these people again.
That's
and
awesome.
And they're telling me, you know what, I'm really glad you're singing. You know, I'm glad you're out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so that makes me happy.
That's great. That's great. Well, with that, we're going to let you guys run. Thank you so much for taking time out again, coming in and joining us. You bet.
It's been great.
And like I've told you in the past, good Lord willing, you and I are both here. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Sounds good.
So with that, we're going to let them run. And that is our 216th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are at 52 degrees now here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Jerry and Joyce Band that's coming your way in just a few moments.